pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Next on the agenda is a separate resolution to approve and execute a lease agreement for the title office for the Clerk of Courts office at the Village Green of Fairfield. Need a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain.
Travel and training, Tim?
The next item we've pulled will go directly into travel and training. First, we have a request from the Recorder's Office, Dennis Crank, Dennis Gall, Beth Wheeler, to attend the legislative reception, continuing education, land records, $450, Columbus, Ohio, March 10 and 11. Secondly, from Veteran Services, we have Kurt McPherson, Tom Stamper, Robert Perry to attend their spring conference training. Continuing education, Columbus, Ohio, $1,329, April 3 to 5. Same conference, Veteran Services for Ken Smith, Daniel Bianto, and Lowell Stewart, $1,329. Next, we have a request from Butler County Sheriff's Office for Deputy Terry Slack to attend arrest, search, seizure, and warrants training, law enforcement training. London, Ohio, $145, May 4 and 5. Next, from the Butler County Sheriff's Department, we have criminal highway interdiction training for Deputy Darren Rhodes, $598, West Bend, Indiana, period March 29 through April 3rd. As we move on to transfers and appropriations, we have five items to consider today. First item is an increase of $11,500 in Fund 110. This is the health insurance fund for the to allocate costs for the health awareness program. Number two is a combination. First is a transfer between accounts in Fund 1021, which is the Violence Against Women Act grant, that's $110 between two accounts. Secondly, they're asking to increase their budget $825 in accordance with the grant funds available. Number three, we have the Prosecutors Victims of Crime grant, Fund 1360. In accordance with the grant provided, they're asking for an increase in budget of $169.50. Number four, we have the State Victims Assistance Grant, Fund Number 1364. They're requesting, in accordance with the grant documents, an increase in budget of $1,175.47. And then finally, in item number five, the Workers' Comp Fund. This is our annual workers' comp payment. We, in order to accommodate that total payment, we have to increase the budget by $20,000. Second item in finance is to increase the official certificate of estimated resources dated February 19th, 2009. This is for the Homeland Security Planning Grant, Fund 6025, in the amount of $63,456.76. As we move on to personnel, we have 34 personnel actions to consider today. The first is a annual step increase, collective bargaining unit member, Trishelle Cornett, Job and Family Services. She's an investigator two, going to $17.53, a 2.2% increase, effective February 16th. Next, an annual step increase for collective bargaining unit member, Sarah Kelly, in Job and Family Services. She's an eligibility referral specialist two, moving to $17.97, effective February 16th, 2009. Next, a step increase for collective bargaining unit member Judy Powell. She's an eligibility referral specialist 2 in Job and Family Services, a 3.2% increase to $16.63, retroactively back to February 2nd, 2009. Next, we have the promotion of Brian Callahan in Children's Services. He's a social services worker 2 at a rate of $17.73 per hour, effective February 17th, 2009. Next, we have a promotion of a Scott Cole to Social Services Worker 3 and Children's Services to $18.86, retroactively back to February 4, 2009. Next, we have a step increase for Melinda Richardson, collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services. She's employed as a Social Services Worker 4, an increase to $24.04, effective February 20th, a 3.3% change. Next, we have a step increase for April Fogg, a collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services. She's a Social Services Worker 3, to $20.17, effective February 16th, 2009, 3.2% change. Next, we have a step increase for Megan McQueen, a collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services. She's a Social Services Worker 3, to $17.65, retroactively back to December 20th, 2008. The increase is 3%. Next, we have a step increase for Stephanie Hilbert, collective bargaining unit member and family resource specialist, Children's Services, to $16.06, retroactively back to January 20th, 2009, with a 3.5% change. Next, we have a step, annual step increase for James McCaffrey, collective bargaining unit member, Social Services Worker 3, Children's Services, to $18.36, and that is retroactive to January 26, 09, a 3.4% increase. Approve a step increase for Carla Knott, collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services, to $13.51. She's a telephone operator receptionist, and that is a 3.5% increase retroactive back to January 24th, 2009. Next, we have a step increase for Jennifer Hewlett, collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services, to $17.87. She's an administrative assistant, retroactively back to February 6, 2009, a 3.3% change. Next, you're requested to accept the retirement of Judy Stadler from Butler County Children's Services. She's retiring as the intake director of that agency. You also request to approve a leave of absence without pay for Penny Bishop, who's an investigator in CSEA, for a period of February 16th through May 2008, with continuing health care coverage during that period, as long as the employee pays the employee contribution. Next, you're requested to accept the retirement of Dennis Nichols from Water and Sewer. He is retiring from the position of utility accounts manager. Next, you're requested to accept and process 10 people, 10 personnel from the Water and Sewer Department, which have been given layoff notices from that agency. Next, we have 6 employees from that agency that are exercising their displacement rights, aka bumping rights, within that agency of Water and Sewer. Next, we have to request a pay adjustment for Tim Schroeder, a maintenance worker 1, collective bargaining unit member in the maintenance department, to a biweekly pay of $1,012.52, a 2.9% increase. And then we have a request to, finally, we have a request to accept 2 agreements, a waiver and settlement agreements for 2 employees within the Water and Sewer Department in conjunction with job abolishments. As we move on to community development requests a change order number 1 for the Village of Somerville for the demolition of a vacant school. The amount of change order is $1,975.70. Next, under community development, they also request you to approve the 2009 action plan for the Butler County Entitlement Program, which includes allocations to City of Fairfield, $115,000, City of Oxford, $114,570, College Corner, $59,500, Millville, Ross Hanover, road paving, $151,500, Somerville, firehouse door replacement, $14,000, Hanover Township, $62,500, Liberty Township, $150,000, Riley Township, $75,000, St. Clair Township, $39,000, Ohio State University Extension, $4,300, single family rehab, $404,000 even, down payment assistance program, $247,563, home repair program, $100,000, fair housing program, $10,000, CBBG home activity delivery, $100,051, and CBG home administration, $271,324,000. As we move on to Job and Family Services asks you to approve and execute a placement service contract, for the placement of children's services retroactively back to February 1/08 to June 30th, 09, with focus on youth, in the amount of $1,353,816. Children's Services also requests you to approve a contract with Children's Center of Ohio, Inc. for residential treatment for males 8 to 18, retroactively back to February 8, 2008 to June 30, 2009, in the amount of $292,086. Job and Family Services requests you to approve a child daycare contract with Kinder Learning Care Centers for the period March 109 to February 28, 2010, in the amount of $319,900. Job and Family Services also requests you to approve a child care contract with the Learning Tree Academy, period March 109 to February 28, 2010, in the amount of $150,000. Children's Services asks you to approve an independent contractor agreement with Daniel Way Comstock for contract investigator services for the period of February 19th, 2009 to June 30th, 2009 in the amount of $20,000. Next, the Children's Services is asking you to approve an extension to an existing contract with the Regional Transit Authority through the period of April 15th, 2009 for an increase in the contract of $66,000. This is for the purchase of family services and or workforce development activities consisting of transportation services for the clients of Children's Services. As we move on now to Water and Sewer, Water and Sewer has five resolutions for you to consider. First is a change order for the project, change order number one, for the project Yankee Road Water Main Replacement in amount of $37,192. Next, to release a one-year maintenance bond in the amount of at Kyle Station Road for the Kyle Station Road realignment. Next is to advertise for bids for the LaSorgeville Water Reclamation facility. And finally is to receive and refer bids for the bid of the purchase of sodium aluminate for the Butler County Water and Sewer Department. Three bids were received, with a low bid of Univar at $104,300 even, and a high bid of Chemicals Inc. at $118,300 even. As we move on to the engineer has three requests for you today. First is to advertise for bids for the Liberty Township sidewalk along Dutchland Parkway, contract number 20091. Second is to advertise for bids for the River Road Bridge replacement, contract number 20093. And then next to seek approval for the sale of items via internet auctions of excess equipment at the engineer's office, which is the equipment is identified as a 1991 International Dump Truck, 1992 Chevrolet Lumina with a bad transmission, and a 2001 GMC Sonoma, which is a crashed vehicle. As we move on to miscellaneous, we have four miscellaneous payments for you to consider today. First is a request from the Butler County Treasurer Nancy Nix to amend a supplement to resolution number 99122046 proposed by the county treasurer. Next is to approve an additional designation of JP Morgan Chase Bank. This is from the treasurer's office as a depository for the Butler County funds. Third item is to approve a contract with CSCA and the Butler County Juvenile Court for magistrate services for the 4D contract. And finally, another 4D contract with CSCA with the Butler County Sheriff's Department for 2009. And last but not least, we have for your approval 145 payments that have been presented to you in your books.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Yes. Do we have any comments or anyone don't want to make any address the board for anything? Seeing none, we have a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.